Hello. Rufus is in here bothering me again. Hi, Rufus. I have my little baby daughter in here, my little baby human. She's smiling at the kitty and looking at her bowl of blueberries and chocolate chips, just trying to decide if she's gonna go for it or not. I had started recording barely. I was like kind of testing the mic, my disgusting voice. And I guess I woke her up, but it was time for her to wake up because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She slept very late, but she was wild in last night, as she does. Speaking of blueberries, my daughter's eyes look like blueberries, like the same exact color as a blueberry. And that's pretty special. So what is today? It's November 30th. And since my last video, I've been back to the strip club twice. I didn't go 1 week, but then I went back. I went back last Friday, but I also went back the Friday before that. And I guess I want to start there. How is it going? Well, the Friday before last, I met this drunk guy like as soon as I got there, and it took me a while of convincing. Oh my gosh, he kept saying like, well, he got me $200 of dance dollars, but then he tried to refuse to give them to me, and so I snatched them out of his hand, you know, because I'd been sitting with him for quite some time. And then I went on stage, but he said we were going to go upstairs when I got off, but he was so drunk. Like, he spilled his drink on me and was just kept saying, you're going to suck my dick, over and over. You're going to suck my dick. I kept saying yes. I was like, yeah, sure. Just let's go upstairs. And he just couldn't get his ass out of the chair. He tried a few times, but then fell back in his chair. Clearly, he was fucked up. But then when I was on stage, and this dancer I'd never seen before, like, called me over to the side. And she's like, what's the deal with that guy? And I'm like, oh, well, he's kind of drunk. The manager's not wanting me to take him upstairs because he's so drunk. And said I need to wait for him to sober up a little bit because that did happen. And I just kind of told her about the funny money thing, right? Well, I ended up going on stage like right after. And when I'm on my third stage, I see that girl who was asking me about that guy walking my guy. The guy I had my, I don't know, my target, I guess you could say. She was walking with him up the stairs. So you know what I did? I didn't even finish my stage. I ran up the stairs in my heels, my 7.5-inch heels. And I actually tripped going up, but I got up there. Because I had put in a lot of work already talking to this guy and getting him to agree to what I wanted. So I was not going to let this girl take him away from me. And of course she was asking about him because she was going to try to steal his ass. So I went upstairs, and then I was like, okay, so you want like a little threesome action? And he's like, no, I only want one. And at first he was like saying he wanted her, but like, okay. But then the waitress and the manager came by after he took a shit for like 30 minutes. Yeah, we waited. He was like, no, I only want one. I want her. And he was like talking about the other girl. She was trying to trick me, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I did get a $500 half hour with him, and he did kind of start to sober up a little bit, and then we actually moved to the more exclusive room, and I got another half hour for $500, so that was $1,000, but then he, like, as he started to sober up and things were going well, he started to get too drunk again, and so the manager said, no, like, we can't keep charging him. My daughter's like, these blueberries. My manager was like, we can't keep charging him. He can barely even fingerprint and sign his signature. Like, look at this. This is fucked up. Blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. There are other clubs I worked at that truly do not give a shit, but I understand because I'm pretty sure the club that I worked at, like, management has gotten in trouble before with men getting in trouble, like, either with their wives or just being upset about how much money they spent and later trying to say that, like, I was too fucked up. They overserved me to try to steal my money, which is so fucked up. Like, It's a messy, you know, situation. Honestly, like, it's very, like, when they're all drunk and horny or whatever, and like they think that they want something, but then the next day they try to say, "Oh, I was too drunk." That's fucked up, because like, either way, you may have been intoxicated, but these dancers were grinding on you and doing whatever they all, whatever the fuck else. Sorry. You know, and you didn't have a problem with it then. It's just, it's a messy topic. I can see both sides as a former alcoholic, but I'm not even going to go there. And Carmela loves blueberries. Mmm. Yummy. So even though he agreed to doing another hour, the manager was like, no, you need to go find someone else. But then she led me to a new table. And that is where I met this guy. And I'm going to call him Louie. So I met a guy named Louie. And he did a $500 half hour with me. And then later on did another $500 half hour with me. And then he very nice guy. Wasn't too drunk, wasn't disrespectful, very nice. And then he was going to pay for his friend to get a half hour with me. And if these people are going to continue to get more time with me, you know, I must be doing something right. So anyways, but then when it was time to pay for his friend, it was like almost 4 a.m. I had already dressed out to go, but the waitress had me come back because they wanted to get more time. His card kept not going through and he didn't want to call his bank. So that really sucked. It did. However, my take home money that night after tipping the managers and paying my house fee, tipping the DJ, whatever, I made $2,200. And then this last Friday, oh God. Okay. So I think this is like kind of a secret, but like, I don't think that anyone that would listen to this is going to go, tell anyone. Like, my sister might get mad at me, but it's my podcast, and I feel like the only people that are listening to this are like degenerates or people that are just kind of curious. So sorry, my coffee's really kicking in. I'm a little hyped. So like, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. I don't know if my sister's been on like strip talk or like whatever, but I think she has this idea that like strippers make hella money every time they work. That's not true. It's very hit or miss, like you never know, but sometimes you get very lucky and maybe you are like some of these girls, maybe they do pull 5,000 a night. Maybe they have connections with their managers or they work in a big city or they just are really lucky. It just depends. You never know. But she wanted to try it out, and Louie and I had so much fun that one night that he said he wanted to come again. So I asked about Friday, and I had my sister come, which is good for her, but I feel like she has like an unrealistic expectation of stripping. Because basically, as soon as she got there and got dressed, she was put in a VIP room making $500 a half hour. But we did do a half hour with Louie, and then we did another half hour with Louie, but he had some card problems again. So there was a lot of waiting in between, like the transaction. So a lot of it was just sitting around, but we had each gotten $1,000 each. Then we were trying to get his card to go again, but kept getting declined. He didn't want to call his bank. And then I didn't realize he was as intoxicated as he was, but like he was too fucked up to like log into his mobile banking app. So, you know, I guess he was a little drunk. So we just kept waiting, and he had to smoke and was trying to sober up so he could enter in his password. But my sister, I guess, like, lied to my parents and said that we were at a drive-in movie with my daughter. And said that she was about to head home. And my mom, she turned off her location. And my mom's like a helicopter parent who wants to know what people are doing all the time. And noticed and kept calling her over and over. And she was like, all right, I got to get out of here. So she left. And we had split like the stage money because we actually went on stage together because she was scared to go by herself. And so we actually had a lot of ones, and Louie threw us a lot of ones. I think we split like $400 or $500 in ones. And so there was that. But she left because we thought his card would like re-up or start working again at midnight. Well, we found out it works again at 1 a.m. But she had left right before it finally went through. And before it finally went through, actually, my ex, Sugar Daddy, showed up. Same guy who paid like $220 for that half hour that first night he came back when he didn't even ask me what my rate is and just did the negotiations with managers without my fucking permission. Whatever, better than nothing. But he showed up and met my sister, which was kind of weird, and was like, you need to unblock me and restore my access to OnlyFans, blah, 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 right? And he's like a little drunk. And to my sister, he said, Natasha's just so nice sometimes, or so nice. And Alexa, my sister, is like, yeah, I mean, Isabella, she's like, yeah, sometimes. And I was like, just staring. And he's like, yeah, you're right, she's a major bitch, ha, ha, ha. And she's like laughing along with him, like, ha, ha, ha. I'm just like, the fuck? I just made this girl $1,000 and she's like laughing with my, I think she was just like treating him as a customer or something, but I'm like, she's laughing around with my ex sugar daddy who like is kind of crazy about how I'm a bitch. Yes, I can be a bitch, but I have a good heart. Hold on. Sorry. So anyways, my daughter just ran out of blueberries, so I had to go get her some more. They're actually pretty sour, but she's digging them. Anyway, so right after the, like, ex-sugar daddy encounter, that's when Alexa, Isabella left at the worst time. And then I got that card to go through, and I made another $1,000. And then, but then I had worked out a deal, so instead of for the hour, I was going to stay with him till, gosh, it was like 1 to 3 a.m. But I actually stayed with Louie from like basically 7:30, 8 o'clock p.m. until 3 a.m. So he got a good deal. And it was like $2,000 plus like the tip money. But yeah, so I hung out with him all night. So when I, after tip out, I tipped the managers, I tipped the DJ, I tipped the cash cage girl and everyone. I walked out with $2,300. So I made $2,301. Oh my God, my cat just jumped over here. Are you kidding me? So I made $2,300 last Friday night, and then $2,200 the Friday night before. That's like $4,500. And then like that other night I worked, I think was in November also, it was like $800 something. So that's pretty good, you know, for working three nights. And you know, I'm still doing my OnlyFans and my Fansly, but something about the dopamine kick of that cash money and making a deal, you know, it's pretty nice. Okay, my daughter is like in my lap now, but it's okay. So yeah, I'm feeling sorry. I'm feeling very grateful. Really, seriously. And I actually ordered some like really hot Christmas micro bikinis for Pornhub to do a video there, and then I ordered some stuff to do on my YouTube feature channel, Doriana Gray, since my YouTube is still down. I actually sent another appeal today, but I'm sure that I will get rejected. Okay, sorry. I keep having to pause, but I put something on TV for my daughter for just a second. What else can I say? I'm still off the meds. I'm taking Klonopin as needed, but I've gotten through my Cymbalta withdrawals, and I'm still a little crazy, but I'm actually starting to feel a lot better now. I think I need to do yoga more often. I think that would help me be a more zen person, and I do need to like quit the caffeine. I do. Or at least limit it, and definitely not drink any coffee on an empty stomach, because that's a huge trigger for me and my anxiety. But I've actually been doing okay with that. But you best know. Oh my God, I went to Houston, okay? And I found out there's some legal loophole where they can sell CBD gummies with THC. Something about the THC coming from the hemp plant. Had no idea. However, I'm straight edge, so I just got some CBD gummies and to see if it would help with my anxiety. I don't know if it does. Not sure if it does help with my anxiety. The gummies were like $25 for 10, the vegan ones. And I watched this video on YouTube, and apparently from the studies that have been shown, it takes like 5,000 milligrams of THC or something to show or to like have an effect on people with mental health issues. And the gummies are like 25 milligrams a piece. So am I getting ripped off? I don't know. Do they only sell those at that store because they also sell the THC stuff? I don't know, but it's very interesting about how they're like basically edibles in Texas. This whole time I thought it was illegal, and I guess it is, but it isn't. I don't know. I found that out. My sister went to Houston for the Harry Styles concert, and my mom didn't want her staying in a hotel alone, which is understandable, I guess, but also my sister's a grown-up. But so we stayed in the hotel with her. One night we had separate rooms because my daughter stays up till 4 a.m., so we didn't want to disturb her sleep. The night before she saw Harry Styles, we like dropped her off and picked her up from the concert, in Houston, so she didn't have to get an Uber or park and deal with all the madness. And we ate a bunch of like the good vegan food, and we took the dog, so it was hard work traveling with a diabetic dog and two other dogs, or just three dogs, even if one of them doesn't have like a little health issue. It's overwhelming. And a baby. Forgot about that. And a 14-month-old. It was a little crazy, but we saw some friends that live in Houston. We tried like a bunch of the vegan spots, went on a little Houston vegan food tour. So that was fun. There was an Asian restaurant that I wanted to eat at, but we didn't make it, so maybe next time. And Davey had this like hate for Houston. He just thinks it's like the worst place ever, at least from his memory, but he hadn't been there in like 20 years almost, maybe like 15 years. It's like, okay, buddy, like that's a long time ago. And I guess when he went, he didn't go to like the nicer parts that we went to this time. And I think his opinion of Houston has changed a little bit. But to me, I will say Houston just reminds me of like Dallas 2.0. That's pretty much it. But it's just so nice to like travel and get away. And even if it is like somewhere that's really not that far and you drive, it's just so nice to like get a change of scenery sometimes. I felt very renewed, and oh my God, I had put on a show for my daughter in the other room, and she just peeked in. And she has like her diaper half off, and she just, I don't know if you just heard that bang. Carmela, come here. She is wilding around in her diaper, so I'm gonna have to go wrangle her up. So I hope everyone has a great week, life, whatever. I don't know who listens to this or when they listen to it, but yeah. Also, I'm into crystals now. Okay, bye.